This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. This morning, the University of Louisiana at Monroe opened a new multicultural library at the College of Education. The project is designed to help students understand their own cultural heritage and to provide a resource to future teachers. Joining me are Lynn Clark from the College of Education, Judy Parker, director of the New York-based Carmel Hill Education Fund, and Margie Godwin, director of the program for Monroe City Schools. Dr. Lynn Clark, what kind of impact has this collaboration with the Carmel Hill Education Fund had on students in education here at ULM?
Well, I came into the project about 3 years ago. Dr. Beverly Flowers Gibson was my predecessor on this project, and she was instrumental in starting the internship program. Right now, to date, I think it's $337,000 has been moved through the University of Louisiana and put into the hands of teacher candidates. We have over 100 teacher candidates who, over the years, have been part of this project. The exciting thing is these are some of our best teacher candidates, a very elite group, and they move into the schools in the Monroe City School system, and they support literacy initiatives. Primarily, it was English language arts and reading in the beginning, and in the last couple of years, it's included math. So it's had a powerful impact on the schools, but also a powerful impact on our students.
Judy Parker is the director of the Carmel Hill Education Fund. Tell us a little bit of the story about how the fund became involved with ULM.
The benefactor of the fund was William J. Ruane, and he was a member of the 1949 first business class of Harvard. And many of his friends at Harvard were some of the forward thinkers in the United States at that time. Mr. Ruane became very successful. He created the Sequoia Fund and became very successful in the business industry. He always gave the credit for his ability to his grandmother, who read to him when he was a tiny child, even before he could read from a book himself. He got the opportunity to repay to the community. He wanted to do it in the city of New York. And he started back in 2004 with one small Catholic school in Harlem. He found a Catholic school that was about to close because they didn't have the funding. And he talked with the principal and told her that he would pay the tuition for many of the children that lived in a housing development on that particular street. He discovered that there were 200 children in that housing development going to 60-some different schools. And Mr. Wayne felt that there could be no sense of community there with those kids being sent to all those different schools. So he offered scholarships. And after the children began to come, the principal said that the biggest problem they had there was motivating the children to read. And so Mr. Ruane purchased a program for her that was to motivate the children to read. The mission of the Carmel Hill Fund Education Program is, was, and always will be to develop in children a pattern of daily reading practice for pleasure that hopefully will turn them into lifelong readers and therefore lifelong learners. And this is extremely important in inner city schools because so many of those children now are dropping out. And so if we don't develop that pattern, we know that their education is going to end when they walk out the door. This all happened in 2005. Since that time, we have a project now in Harlem that we have worked in 42 schools there. We have a project in Denver, Colorado. We have many schools there. We have a small project in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then, of course, one of our flagship projects is the project here in Monroe, Louisiana.
Tell me a little bit more about the connection between reading for pleasure and that development of lifelong learning.
Well, as long as a child relates reading in school reading, it's a pain rather than a pleasure to them. And the reading and the teaching of reading becomes something they just don't want to do. We can't let them go, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, looking at read as a four-letter word and a painful experience. And so we've got to let them know, as Mr. Wayne's grandmother let him know, that opening the book, feeling the book, touching the book, looking at the pictures, learning to read those words and bring them off the page, and then use our imaginations to make it more of a pleasure for us. This is what we have to do with these children in order for them to want to continue to read even after organized reading is gone with them.
Margie Godwin is the project director here in the Monroe City School System. Margie, one of the most fascinating things I found, the improvement that the children saw in other schoolwork not even related to reading.
Absolutely. Reading for practice and daily reading stimulates curiosity in children. It can't help but. So therefore, once you can read for pleasure, then that transfers into better reading of your textbooks, better reading generally. You become a fluent reader. You don't just stumble over every word. And then once you learn to read, then you read to learn. And that's one of the reasons why from, say, the first and second grade all the way through high school, one of the things we discovered on our students that continued to read, their reading subscores on their ACT tests were so much better than students who didn't read. It was amazing. It was like a 4-point jump in just a student that doesn't necessarily read a great quantity of books. So
what do you see as some of the effects of the investment that the Carmel Hill Education Fund has made into the Monroe City Schools that's starting to pay off?
Well, a couple of things have been really wonderful. One of the great things about the intern program is in the last 2 years, we have had 10 students who left the university and came to Monroe City as teachers. And that's been a wonderful thing because we know that they're capable and we are getting the reputation that if you're a Carmel Hill Fund intern, you make an excellent teacher. That's at the upper end. And then one of the other things that we have discovered is that in schools where the students, where this reading practice is done with fidelity and the students work so hard at it, those are the schools in which the students achieve more. Their test scores are better. Their grades generally are better. It's a wonderful thing.
Lynn Clark, the event that happened this morning was the opening of the Multicultural Library in honor of Carmel Hill. Talk about what that library has the potential to do.
We talked about the power of reading. It's just added to that when the books they're reading reflect the culture of the students. And so one of the things that we really wanted to do both in our teacher education program but also in our schools is to provide high quality multicultural literature to students and to educators. And although our local libraries have wonderful collections, it's sometimes hard to find. And so what we wanted to do was put it all in one place, make sure that there were excellent chapter books as well as picture books, include teaching media to that so our teacher candidates but also local educators could come in and peruse the shelves. We started with a Board of Regents enhancement grant, and that got us seed money to get started. But in order to really flesh out that collection, it took the pledge from Carmel Hill Fund, Education Fund, to make that a reality. They have doubled the funds that were given by the state and pledged an additional $15,000 to total $25,000 to support those books. And what that allows us to do is keep adding to that collection as new books are published, but also to broaden it so we're not just focusing on race and ethnicity. We've got religion, we've got language, we've got gender issues, we've got age, we've got ability and all these different groups so that the students can use these books as both a window into other cultures, but also as a mirror to see themselves within those books.
Research happens with data, and there's data that has to be collected to be able to show, yes, there really are measurable gains in these students' performance.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The button on top of this is that Carmel Hill has funded a study through the College of Education and our doctoral lab, and Dr. Timothy Ford has been working with his students and with Monroe City Schools' Tammy Turpin to gather data over the last 6 years and to look at the sort of longitudinal impact of these programs on students' reading, in this case, using STAR diagnostic data, which is the assessment that's sort of linked to the reading intervention. I don't think I'm giving anything away to say that preliminary analysis has shown statistically significant gains in students across the board in Monroe City Schools. So we're very excited, and we hope to continue, you know, isolating the effect so we can say this with confidence. But right now, it's looking very good.
Dr. Lynn Clark is the director of the DREAM program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Judy Parker is with the Carmel Hill Education Fund. And Margie Godwin, the project director for the Carmel Hill Education Fund program in the Monroe City Schools. Ladies, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.